Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It's time to talk about people who are so dashingly handsome and so ridiculously fine looking that you can't open up your mouth, Aaron, and say anything to them.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the week, Krista. Let me do this.
Really?
You see someone you love, you go to Miss Connections. You write about them because you're too scared.
That's
too much of a wuss to go up and approach them.
It happens. Maybe you were at your local salon getting your, I don't know, pedicure done.
Or maybe you were out shopping for a new TV and you caught a reflection of someone so hot.
So good.
So good.
That's why we go to Craigslist and we offer up these amazing stories. And here you go. Aaron, why don't you kick it off?
Perfect. Mine is Men for Women and it's titled,
You Help Me Pick Out Soap. Thanks.
Oh, that's a hot voice, too.
Ha! Hi, I'm looking for the pretty girl who works at Bath & Body Works. She has a brown ponytail, and the last time I saw her, she had on an old, faded Jefferson Starship t-shirt.
Fabulous.
Wow, that's an old band.
That's a great band.
I was looking for some soap, and you helped me find some. I really appreciate it, because I wasn't really feeling too fresh that day. We ended up going with warm vanilla sugar because you said it's what you used, and I could smell it on you, and it smelled really good.
I love that flavor.
Yeah, very nice.
That's good.
Well, I'm thinking maybe we could get together sometime. That would be really nice. I don't get a lot of dates, so I'm not really sure how to ask a girl out.
Really? I couldn't tell.
But I don't know. Maybe when you get off work, we could go to the food court. It hasn't been the same since Sbarro's closed, but we could go to Panda Express or Potbelly's if you'd like. Just anything. Maybe some Cato's Cajun.
We should go out there. All the restaurants there.
I really want to rub our warm vanilla sugar bodies together.
Ooh, honey.
What girl is not aroused right now?
Especially at the mall. It's a lot of lookers at the mall. I love mall watching, by the way. It's fun.
I know you do.
When you're at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we did that at the airport.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we saw some real gems.
I remember. Dude, we were super bored, and every time someone would walk by, I'd be like, okay, the next person that walks by, Aaron, that's for you. And yeah, that's the game
we
played.
I think the next guy that walked by was like a bald guy who was wearing like dad level short shorts.
He was.
And like had like a mustache.
It was not cute.
He was hot.
No, definitely not for me. But yeah. Unfortunately, I was one that was picked for that one. All right, so this is Women for Men. It is titled, Come Over and Unwrap Me.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sexual how she wrote the...
Yeah, I can definitely see how sexual...
The first word that she wrote is not C-O-M-E. All right, here we go. Hey, hot-ass guy who works at the Westside Hallmark store.
Both from the mall.
I know. I'm in need of a fix. And you are the one for me for Christmas.
Oh.
I was just picking out a card for my grandma, but I never expected to get so turned on in the middle of the mall.
No one does.
If there weren't 100 shoppers nearby, I would have dragged you into the bathroom and we would have went to town.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
I'm sad, though. I missed my opportunity and I want another one. Email me back so you can... come over to my place. We can tear off each other's clothes like rabid animals. Then you can use my leftover bows and tie me up just like a shiny present.
Why is everyone getting so turned on at the mall?
I don't know. You want to go to the mall after
work? Yeah, let's go to the mall after work.